All right, Nick Hundley. Nick Hundley is off to a tough start. I want to tell you something. This guy is the backup catcher. I think he'll be in there tonight. I haven't seen the lineup yet. But if I'm Bruce Bochy tonight, I've got Hundley catching. I've got Posey at first. I've got Gorky's, believe it or not, in there. He's 7 for 11 off Clayton Richard. If Jackson can't go, I've got Blanco in center. And I know what Andy said about Longoria and all this. Longoria hasn't had much action against Clayton Richard, but neither has Tomlinson. But I don't know. Lucchesi is tomorrow, kind of a very good lefty, and he's a young kid. He could be all over the place. I'd give Longoria the night off and put Tomlinson in there tonight. So we'll see how that goes. But Hundley, I think, will be in there. He's got one hit. Everything the guy hits is hard. It's incredible. Spring training, the guy just crushed the ball. And now he plays every once in a while. He's hit the ball hard. He's got one hit. But he is going to be our new philosopher this year, Nick Hundley. So it's a great legacy. It goes back to Tim Flannery started it. Then we went to Javi Lopez. And then we went to George Contos. And then when George left, Phil Nevin took over. But what we do is every 2 weeks, every other week, we get together with our philosopher who kind of takes us through the, the story of the season. And we talk about the mental part of the game. We'll talk about that later today, how important the mental part of the game is now for teams with all these mental skills coaches. Bob Tewksbury, Michael Mumbray are here with the Giants. But I like the fact that Hundley wants to do it, and he wants to be our philosopher for 2018. So Nick Hundley joins us. We couldn't get him on last weekend because of the rain out on Friday, but we did get together with him, and Nick Hundley joins us. And, Nick, you've got big shoes to fill, but I'm really glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, Marty, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Yeah, no, this is good to have Nick Hundley with us as the new philosopher. Let's get started with the beginning of a season and the rhythm of a season and what it's like coming out of spring training. And all of a sudden, one day you're in Scottsdale having dinner at Don and Charlie's. The next day you're in L.A. With Kershaw pitching on the mound. What's it like for a ball player to go through that?
It's a good transition. By the time spring training's over, you're ready to go. You're ready to compete in meaningful games. Obviously, spring training is an important part of the process, but towards the end, you're ready to go and compete for real.
You get rookies who are nervous, and you talk to people.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody's got the nerves. I mean, I don't think you should be doing this if you don't. You know, you got that excitement, the new season. Everybody, doesn't matter how many opening days you have. If you don't have that good nervous excitement and energy, I don't know if you should be doing this.
All right, that's the way it begins. How about for you, your first opening day on the lines when they called your name out? What was that like?
Yeah, you know, I think I've started 6 or 7 opening days. But obviously with Buster here, you know, he's the best catcher in the world. So I'm not going to be playing as much, but you know, it's one of the things where you prepare every day like you're playing, because you know at some point you're going to be called on to do your job, and I want to be prepared to do that.
But there was a day when you were standing on that sideline for the first time, and you heard Nick Hundley as part of a major league team. What was that day like?
That was really special. I think my first home day was 2009. One of those things that I was playing with David Eckstein. The next year, and he said, "Don't ever get used to this, because everyone's special." And me and my wife and girls have a good opening day tradition that we have as a family, and just enjoy it. So it's fun.
All right, let's get to the tradition. What is it on opening day? What do you guys do?
You know, we try to take a picture together as like down on the field together before each season and come out and all in my uniform, and the girls come out and hang out and just try to you know memorialize those days.
Yeah, I like it. All right, see, we got a little philosophy of baseball already from Nick Hundley, the tradition of getting ready for opening day. All right, I always say it takes a while in April to figure out who you are as a team. You're not really grinding yet. You got some off days. There's all the pomp and circumstance of 2 or 3 opening days for different teams as you go through the season. But for me, April, especially the beginning of April, you're sort of feeling it along to say, hey, who are we?
Yeah, you know, we're the rhythm of season hasn't really got going yet. You know, so many open days, so many off days. You know, we only have 4 starters at this point. You know, we don't need a 5th starter yet. So, yeah, there's definitely an element to that of finding out who we are, playing with the new guys. You know, in spring training, the lineups are so sporadic. You're not playing with your everyday guys all the time. So starting to everybody mesh in a little bit more and like you said, finding out exactly who you are.
You killed the ball in spring training. Every time I looked at you, the ball was going flying all over Scottsdale. You did it early in the season, of course, here as well. But you don't play a lot because you got Posey up ahead of you. How do you keep sharp?
Oh, I mean, go and have at bats in the cage. I like catching our bullpen guys down here when they warm up. At home, it's great because the bullpen's right there. So whenever they're warming up, I'm down there catching them just to stay in the game and try to stay sharp. And then, you know, we have a good routine to get your body going and be ready to roll. So whenever you're called upon, you got to be ready.
All right, Nick Hundley, as we learn more about baseball, bullpens, catching bullpens. Now, you catch a pitcher, maybe Bumgarner, Cueto, you may have Samardzija. They're all different. What do they do? And do they talk to you before the bullpen starts, say, I want to do this or that? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. You know, the pitching side of it's so different because you can't stand up there and throw 1,000 pitches. You know, you can go in and take 50, 100, 200 swings in the cage to try to improve, but there's such a finite limit on how many pitches you can throw and how much time you have on the mound. So when you're in those moments, you're in those bullpen sessions, it's really imperative that you get the most out of it. So those guys going into it have a very clear goal of what they want to accomplish and what they want to set out and get done. And, you know, they're very professional about their work.
And do they tell you ahead of time, look, Nick, I want you to just sit there and I'm going to throw 6 curveballs, 3 knuckleballs, a couple of splits, and 2 shimmies?
No, I think there's a lot of times where they say, hey, this is today I really want to work on my cutter or I want to work on my arm side location, stuff like that. But in the normal routine of their bullpens, they'll work all their stuff. But there'll be definitely an emphasis on one thing that they want to improve on.
Do you put signs down in a bullpen?
No, never. They call it. It's nice. You don't have to do much.
All right. This is why we like the philosophy of baseball. Nick doing a good job in his first episode here talking about what baseball is all about. This team, identity-wise, there's a lot of new players on this team. And you won a big award on this team last year and coming back again here. It takes a while for new players to mesh in, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think with the guys that we brought in, they're so professional. They've been around the game a long time. You know, they fit in great. They come to work. They know they what they need to get done. Nobody has to tell them what to do. They're really impressive. So it's great to have them here.
Yeah, the manager heckles you a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, he said we got a meeting, so I got to go meet with Boat.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, and we're going to catch up when you guys come back. But thanks, Nick. This is our first one. I appreciate it.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie.